would like to know how you feel being here.
I mean, Groningen, Hebben.
Yeah.
It was so neat.
We feel incredible. It was so, we arrived yesterday and we came and we had the sound check and it just, everything is just sounding really good and the stage is super incredible. I'm looking forward to performing that.
Yeah,
so much.
Nice. Felice.
Anch'io. A little Italian. You should definitely maybe try to answer in Italian.
I have some minutes, I don't know how long we take. And further, did you know already? Did you wait? You were waiting to be winning the EBA?
We were told a bit in advance before.
Okay.
As I mean, when they gave us the prize,
okay,
we were like, oh! but we were still really excited, so it was truthfully anyway.
Good. And do you think that music can be a way to united Europe?
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Yeah.
We need things like this to create a little place where people can sort of identify in similar values, find something they believe in, and get together a positive thing.
Yeah.
And music has no borders,
even though
we're breaking borders in this world.
Yeah, and everybody speak English, Danish, you speak Italian, so what do you want more?
Very European.
Very European, yes. How was working in your debut, in your starting?
When we started.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but how was the feeling? I mean, was like we must become famous. We do this because we like. I don't want to go to school, so I make music.
Well, I mean,
it was actually. I think it was just we had been. Alex and I have been making music for a long, long time and never really given it the full go, you know, like always, I need to have work or I need to like take this course or I need to go to university, you know, all of this. But then we were like, okay, Alex, we're going to do this now. And then Alex was like, okay, Mads, we're going to do this now. And then we quit everything and then just started doing it because we could not do it. We were like, we need to do this at some point in our lives. We need to go for it 100%. And we loved hanging out, we loved making music together, and we loved talking about politics to each other, and we loved talking about our lives. And then Mette came along and had the same vibe, and nothing changed really. It was kind of the same energy, just with even more of it. And then that was basically, we need to share this with somebody. There's something here that we felt was unique, also in terms of maybe trying to break down some borders that are not necessarily physical, but also in terms of political stuff, but also in terms of feelings and like being trying to include, be a little more inclusive than we think there is normal today.
Mm-hmm. How is it work with two guys? They treat you fair, they are nice to you. She's nice with you or she's a bit
No.
He's such a diva. No,
she's a diva. It's carrying my luggage.
It is a bit like that.
It's the diva. Okay.
No. It is a huge gift. I mean, me, before we started working together, I was working as an actress. I did performance theater,
okay.
But it was a very like a lonely journey in a way. Like it was myself, and I was about to go off to a school in Oslo, in Norway, and maybe study acting. But then we started working, and it was just like a new experience for me to work with these two geniuses, and it gave me so much freedom and so much self like confident, because suddenly I didn't have to stand alone. Like we stand together.
I understand you, yeah.
And also when we're performing, for example, I feel invincible because I have these two standing right next to me. Otherwise, if I was there on my own, it would be a total. It would be such a
yeah. We feel the other. I feel the same. Yeah. Like you know, if it's good enough for those two, it's good enough for the rest.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So sometimes in that sense, it can really be a big self-confidence boost.
We learn so much from each other all the time because we are so different. We have different, like, what is that?
Spirit animals.
Yeah, different spirit animals. Yeah. That's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you. And the last question. London or Copenhagen?
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. We have to say.
Work as an international